Well, good evening, everyone. Wow, feels like deja vu. Welcome to our special council meeting for Thursday, the 9th of May. I'd like to declare the special meeting open at 6:23, and in doing so, respectfully acknowledge the Gadiyara people whose land we're meeting on this afternoon, respectfully acknowledging the contribution of Gadiyara leaders past, present and future in all working together for the future betterment of the future city of Port Hedland. Welcome. All right. Item two, recording of attendance and apologies. With some changes there in 2.2, apologies for Councillor Gloria Jacob and Councillor Bill Jombach. 2.3, approved leave of absence, nil. Item 3, public time. Important note, this meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute-taking purposes which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give permission for your recording of your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is also reminded that in accordance with section 20.3 of the Town of Port Hedland local law on standing orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless the person that has given the person has given permission by the chairperson to do so. Okay, 3.1, public question time. Are there any public questions?
Yes.
Please state your name nice and clear.
Do we have an official opening date for the pool?
No, we don't.
Are we going to have an inquiry into the pool problems?
Most possibly.
Are we going to see somebody take responsibility for the problems and be removed from their position?
I'm not sure about removal of position, but certainly, investigations and opportunities and outcomes and recommendations will be made, and we'll look at those and examine those accordingly.
Are councillors going to instruct the CEO to, basically, someone needs to get a sack out of this. This is not the only project that we've got serious problems with. So, councillors need to instruct the CEO to sort something out with whoever's responsible with it, because,
Tonight is all about getting the pool open. That's what our aim is, that's what our prize that we're looking at, and that's what we're trying to do.
But we don't have an official opening date yet.
Well, we hopefully will. This is why we've called this meeting. We're working towards getting that date and getting timelines and getting options.
Okay.
Any further public questions? Thank you. Public question time is now closed at 6:28. 3.2, public statement time. Are there any public statements? Please state your name for the records.
Last night we had a meeting with quite a few ratepayers that were very disappointed in rate rises. Last year's rate rises, obviously 20% was quite high, and it's becoming very unaffordable to live in this town with all of these extra charges that are thrown upon ratepayers. And the very reason these rate rises are happening is because of the mismanagement of our major projects. And I am sure that our municipal funds are being used in these projects to keep them going, or to try and get them going, or to try and get them started. So they are the mismanagement of the projects are contributing to rate rises as well, I believe. That's it.
Well, that's your opinion and an incorrect opinion. Thank you. Okay, item four, questions from members without notice.
Nothing,
Deputy Mayor, Councillor Carter, yeah. Councillor Gillingham, Councillor Hooper, Councillor Hunt, Councillor Taylor. Item five, declaration by members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper presented before us. Can I please have a show of hands? Let the records record 4-7-0. Okay, item 6.1, South Hedland Aquatic Centre progress update to achieve opening to the community with the officer's recommendation commencing page 12. Do I have any points of clarification?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I have 3 points of clarification. In the officer's recommendation number 6, it supports the appointment of an independent suitably qualified such and such. Don't you think it's a bit late to start doing that? And also, isn't that covered under A and B and C, under the works that are carried out by CAA? Surely we don't have to appoint another consultant to be able to have the work carried out by CAA, which on a contract that the pool completed to us in a satisfactory manner, that we have to have an independent person to see that they do their job. I think under C it says the scope of works and implementation plan, including time frames and any relevant operation process in order to bring the South Hedland Aquatic Centre to a standard that allows for the achievement of a similar plan, its clear set of water samples and the opening of the facilities. I think that is very precise. Why do we have to have a consultant to see they carry that work out? I think that's irrelevant.
Well, I'll answer that one, and certainly it has been suggested because there is differing opinions and there is some uncertainty as to whether things are correct and not correct, and so it would be timely and would be very valuable to actually have someone independent with the appropriate qualifications and the appropriate experience to be able to audit the approved plan, so that once and for all the rumours going around about plant rooms not being sufficient, filters not being sufficient, air scourers not being sufficient, everything can be checked once and for all.
This also through the chair once again, Madam, gets through the old philosophy, everybody's doing, we can do nothing in this place unless we have a consultant to tell us what to do. We've got a contract out there that's been finished, completed, there are irregularities in it, nobody's not where they are, so we're going to have a stipulation that they've got to bring it back to an area it's got to be used, but we can't do
that. So is that a point of clarification or just
a
statement?
Yes, it is a point of clarification. Yes.
So what are you asking?
For clarification, I do not agree that we have to have another consultant to tell a contractor to do his job.
That was just a statement. Okay, yes. Any further points of clarification?
I've got an additional add to number 7.
Well, just wait. Are there any further points of clarification?
Oh, yes.
Councillor Taylor has something, Councillor Carter.
You knew that before you asked the question.
Well, actually, if you listen, it might back you up, because I was going to say...
I knew you would.
is the... With the additional independent, suitably qualified, experienced specialist consultant, will the cost of that be something that's possibly able to be part of the getting the plant commissioned under warranties and defects period?
CEO, could you assist with that?
Or whose responsibility will it
be? Through you, Madam Mayor. If the intent of part 6 of the recommendation would be that would be the town's responsibility. The town's responsibility. Because of the contractual arrangements that have been entered into by the town with the contractors, I don't believe you can actually add in another task to that contract now to reach practical completion. And if you did at the time, it would have probably been a variation to the contract.
We'd hope it wasn't warranted, I guess, at the time.
So if I can sort of further explain that at the moment, practical completion was achieved on the 20th of December 2012, and there's a 12-month warranty and defects period. So any physical defects and any operational defects attributed to the construction will be covered by the defects liability period.
Okay.
Councillor Hooper?
Yes, just a query. I know we're in the undesirable position of not having the pool open, but I also understand that as long as it's not open, we're actually saving money that has been budgeted towards the opening of the pool. Is it fair to say that some of that money that is therefore spare now can be used to pay for this independent consultant?
CEO?
Through you, Madam Mayor. The actual costs of operating the pool. So there's fixed costs since we've taken accepted practical completion on the 20th of December. The fixed costs of energy and utilities and chemicals are probably one of the largest costs of running the swimming pool, and water. And we have had YMCA on site as part of their management contract for that period of time. What is missing out of that is the revenue from the people going into the pool. So the majority of our costs are still being incurred without any revenue. So in actual fact, I don't think we'll be seeing any savings from the pool, as much as we would have liked to have seen savings.
So for the savings that we were seeing earlier on, we're now, are now being eaten up.
And I think from my recollection, Madam Mayor, that was reported in the contract contract review with the YMCA, which was presented at the April Ordinary Council meeting. There were some figures in there that showed, I don't recall the exact figures, but that was demonstrated in that report.
Councillor Gillingham?
We've learnt in the last couple of years how much these specialists are costing us. So do we have any idea how long this is going to take? How much is it's obviously not being budgeted for, so it's obviously going to be a very high cost. So do we have a bit of an idea on what's going to be up front?
Through Madam Mayor, at this stage we haven't sought any quotes. It was to get through tonight, with the focus still being on getting the facility open to the public, and then if Council so desired to have that independent audit done, basically to ensure that the plans that were submitted, the plans that were approved by the Department of Health, WA, and what has been installed in accordance with those plans is actually suitable for the operations, as the Mayor had indicated earlier. So we don't have a cost at this stage, and if Council, one, supported the appointment but wanted a cost before the contract was signed, we would actually run a request for quotation process and could bring that back to Council.
Thank you. Point three, where it says that we formally request a suitable CIA contractor to remain in Port Hedland until the pool is open, wouldn't that CIA contractor be a suitably qualified and experienced specialist to make sure that it is covered there, and that we should request a CIA have that person with all the qualifications to stay in town until it's open? So that way it costs us nothing but onto the contractor.
They have a conflict of interest in terms of they've supplied and saying the material's all right.
Through the Chair, if that contractor has got all the paper to say he's a qualified whatever it is, then that should be sufficient.
But it's not necessary that contractor will have those qualifications to be able to do that, because they'll be coming up to do the works that are required just to open the facility, not to audit the facility. That's the problem there. Yeah. You don't get someone who's a hairdresser to start maintaining a car. It just is different. So we need to make sure that we've got the appropriate skills.
Yeah, a specialist reputation would be worth nothing if he failed to give us what we require as per an independent person. So I just think that CIA should have the best person that they've got, or then to contract an independent person under their contract, not for us to meet a bill. It's their problem.
Any further points of clarification?
I'd just like to add number 7 to the officer's recommendation, if I may, Madam Mayor, that the following total cost of all expenses incurred in the delay of opening of the GMHA be reported to Council.
Yep, so I have a mover and Councillor Carter. Do I have a seconder?
Another point of clarification.
Yep.
Do you want to go ahead?
Yep.
Just with point one, requires a comprehensive report on the construction of the South Island Aquatic Centre from CAA. Were they responsible for the construction and commissioning? CEO?
That's through you, Madam Mayor, yes.
Okay. Could we just put that, if that's the case, could we just add that word, construction and commissioning?
Are you happy with that mover?
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Okay, yes, you can.
Thank you.
Would you like to second it?
I was hoping to hear what the whole motion was going to be before I seconded it.
Well, just a number 7, that the total cost will be reported to Council. If not, anyone else? Well, I'll second it. So I move Councillor Carter, seconded by the Mayor. Are there any against?
I just need...
Any against?
Yes.
Okay, Speaker 4.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think after the discussion we had tonight, I think the Council should be aware of all costs incurred in this. It certainly won't be cheap, and as the CEO has mentioned, and also our diet, the major cost of it is the chemicals, and I'd like to know exactly what's costing us in the delay of opening that pool. Thank you.
Speaker against.
I don't believe that, through the chair, I don't believe that we should be, it should cost the council any money to get this pool going. And that 0.6 really worries me, that we're going to get somebody that might cost us thousands of dollars more when it should be up to the contractor to pick out a bill until we get clean bill of health for the swimming pool. If it takes a month, a week, a week, a month, I won't say a year. Yeah, because we're financially in trouble at the moment, and I can't see why we should put any more burden on the ratepayers to fix up something that's not our problem. Thank you, Madam.
Yep. Speaker 4. I'll speak for it, and I'm certainly keen to see that independent advice, because I think that if we don't check things now, already we're hearing of things shuttering, we're hearing of things not operating as they should. If we don't check it now, and we find in a year's time everything goes kaboom, then there will be a lot more cost to ratepayers and a lot more cost to everyone else. So it is actually prudent and necessary that we do check things now while we're still in that defect warranty period and correct things. Speaker against.
So, Madam, just a point of clarification. Councillor Carter, have you moved the original recommendation plus 0.7?
Yep,
sorry.
Yep.
Just...
And it's been seconded by myself. Yep. All right, we're in the debate. Okay, so Speaker against.
Yep. Yes, please, Madam Mayor. I would feel more comfortable for the motion if the item at 0.6 had either a time frame or something like that on it. I echo the concerns around the cost of consultants blowing out, and although I see the need for an independent audit and I really am looking forward to this pool being open, I'm just concerned with the open-ended nature of the clause, and I would feel much more comfortable if it had either a time frame cap or a monetary cap.
Through you, can I suggest perhaps the sense I'm picking up is perhaps 0.6 could read requires a report to council on the appointment of, and that way we could actually get requests
get a cost
and get some costs and some time to bring that back as a
you're
separate
happy
report.
With that?
That's
because this is essentially a peer review of the installation.
Yeah. You're happy with that mover?
Thank you, Madam.
Yep.
Yeah,
I'm happy with that. You're happy with that?
It was not to the timeliness is pertinent, so I don't want the report to council to be to delay this process.
No.
I just don't want it to be an open-ended let's have someone on the phone whenever we feel like it and they charge us by the minute. I know how they work.
That's why I expressed that originally.
Okay, Speaker 4.
I think that's a very amiable resolution. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Yeah, okay. Speaker against. Right of reply. I think you've already taken advantage of. Okay, can I please have a show of hands? Those in favour? Those against? Let the record please reflect 6-1 in favour. The motion was carried with the amendment to part 6 that requires a report to council for costings and consideration, and part 7 that total costs associated with getting the pool commissioned and open be reported to council.
And the commissioning construction in point 1.
And the addition of commissioning in point 1. All right. I'll just wait just to make sure governance is...
There's something erratically wrong out that buddy too.
That's why we're here again.
I believe that the station will be open.
Okay, so you're okay, governance? Great, terrific. All right, item 7, late items as permitted by chairperson council, there are nil. Item 8, confidential items, there are nil. Item 9, closure. 9.1, the date of the next meeting of council, the next ordinary meeting of council, will be held on Wednesday the 22nd of May, commencing at 5:30 p.m. With no further business, I declare the meeting closed at 6:43. Thank you very much, councillors, staff and members of the public.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. What's my small meeting?
Your minute paper got this one, and commissioner, you had a problem.
Oh, you should have been able to pick this up.
Everyone else picked it up. Good teammate. Had it for stop. rather than a raise.
On the construction and commissioning, as a word, and commissioning.
Are we allowed to do that after the...